G'day listeners and welcome to the Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of January 13. I'm Joel Marshall. Joining me again is my Winning Post colleague Carl Diorio and, office guru John Urihan is back to give us some pearls of wisdom. But Carl, this week it is Magic Millions week. All the focus, of course, turned to the Gold Coast. We've kicked off with the sales. We had $1 million yearling, I think, on the first afternoon, and now we're heading to the big race day on Saturday. Capacity fields for almost every race, expectedly. And, we've got a couple of, a really short sort of warm favourite for the three-year-old guineas, and the two-year-old classic seems to have been narrowed down to three leading chances, certainly, if the betting is any guide.
Barrier draws made that two-year-old classic quite interesting, hasn't it? Because a few fancied runners have drawn wide, and in particularly F Troop, so the pace will certainly be on, and might try and, do a Hootson from the wide barrier and try and cross them and break the field apart. So a really curious Magic Millions classic.
It certainly is. Of course, they've got nine races there, a big maiden to kick off and a country cup, both worth $250,000. I see Dinigan's into as short as $1.30, I think, in the maiden, which is crazy odds for a big maiden like that. But of course, she ran second to Pierrata in the Vaux Road last start and could have got a run in the guineas, and they've obviously gone for the easier option. We will take you through the two big ones, the Magic Millions guineas and the classic, and then I might just give you a wrap-up of the rest of the card. My tips for the two-year-old classic, which is race eight, the feature, I'm with number 11, Sunlight. Tony McAvoy sent her north early to get the experience that way of going, and particularly at the Gold Coast. She's put two very stylish wins together, running good time. She is one of the ones you spoke of that has come up with a tricky barrier, but I think she can overcome that, and she's on top for me. My roughie in the race is Quacker Jack, number three. I liked his win in Sydney last start, covering a bit of ground and was strong. He's unbeaten with the blinkers on. Two F Troop hasn't looked like being beaten, as you said, wide gate a bit tricky, but he's in for third, and I've put Nomathage in for fourth. We've only seen her once. That was way back in the spring, and it was when she beat Sunlight. Carl, who did you like in the two?
And that is my top selection, number 12, Nomathage. Liked that win in the Maribyrnong trial. Finished ahead of Sunlight, who's obviously come out and done a good job since. But those Shadwell two-year-olds for the Hay Stable, they really are flying, and they've been flying for about 18 months. Barrier 2, just got shades of Medinity, isn't it? Because Medinity, I remember, drew barrier one last year, settled in behind and just wasn't good enough, finished about second or third. Nomathage pretty much carries the same sort of profile, draws the same sort of gate. I think you can just back her each way and cross your fingers.
It's interesting, they've elected to trial Nomathage a couple of times rather than go to Wyong, which is what they did with Medinity. John, have you got a tip for the two-year-old classic?
I haven't got a tip. Hi, friends. Sorry about last week.
I thought you were going to forget that famous intro.
I'm going to give you some pearls of wisdom this week. I've got one in Gold Coast in race six. Forget about those big races.
Race six. That's the Magic Millions Cup. We haven't got to that yet. But anyway,
giving you mine. I've only got one.
All right.
And it's an absolute certain. It just cannot be beaten. Put all your money on it. It's called Aussie Choice. Class above them.
Have we heard, Carl, I don't know if you've heard anything about Darren Weir's runners or Matt Kamani's runner,
I know a couple of Darren Weir's horses that were stranded have made their way up there. I don't know the situation with that Matt Kamani. I think there's a couple of Weir horses still back here. Which ones have gone up, I'm not too sure.
Interesting. Well, Aussie Choice is one of Darren Weir's, John, so you're hoping he can continue, or he can get up there, first of all, and then continue his winning run. He's put three wins together, and Ben Thompson is down to continue the association.
Yes.
So, all right, Aussie Choice there for John. Scrap the two-year-old classic, says he. The three-year-old guineas, however, the other big prize for the day, $2 million race. I've tipped the favourite on top, number one, Pierrata. Was backing him as a two-year-old, and he ran a couple of nice races. He's come back this prep, though, and really gone to that next level. Three starts, two wins and a second. He's the one to beat. 16, Lady of Crabilly, is a bit of a roughie, I think, can run well. Follows a very similar path to last year's winner, Flying Jess. Just had no hope, really, in that race in Sydney, with the way it was run, but should be better for that experience going right-handed. Two Goodfella, that was back to his best last start behind Pierrata, and 11 Calculated. He hasn't had much go right this prep. His first up run was good. His second up run, yeah, just caught wide, over raced. It was a bit of a horror watch, but he can improve.
11 on top for me, calculated. Horror watch / poor ride, if you can maybe put some culpability on the jockey. But certainly very capable up to the 1400 ideal, and third up, yeah, I think each way again, you can cross your fingers with calculated getting the job done.
All right, my best for the card is Sedanza. It looks a two-horse race, that Magic Millions Trophy, race 4. The market certainly suggests that, between Payroll and Sedanza. Payroll's flying. She was placed in this race last year. She's going to be hard to beat, but on with Sedanza. She was good for us early in the campaign, and she has put 3 wins, should be 4 together. She was very unlucky last start at Gosford, missed the start, got into a terrible spot, but just kept finding the line hard. I think she'll run out the 2200, so I've gone Sedanza as my best. My value is a third Emergency. There's already one scratching, needs a couple of scratchings. Race 3, number 19, Miss Kindlin. She's a talented mare, and I think she's up to running really well in a race like this. If she doesn't get a run, my new value bet would be Merriest in the mare's race. Race 5, number 8. Talented Victorian mare. She wasn't far off Global Glamour, who she meets again on Saturday. She wasn't far off that mare in the spring. She ran well first up. Drawn nicely, D. Oliver to ride. I like her at each way odds. And in the last, maybe Mert the Flirt at a bit of value can knock off Vidora, who's obviously the Group 1 winner and the raging favourite. But Mert the Flirt's had 3 goes at the Gold Coast. He's run 5th, 4th and 3rd in the Guineas, the Cup and the Sprint. He tackles the Sprint again, this time first up though. Really worth noting that, because he is very, very useful first up. He's had a couple of jump outs. Chris Simons follows him up. He might be a bit of value in the last. Moving locally back to Flemington on Saturday, we've got a 9 race card. We do have a black type race. It is the Chester Manifold Stakes, race 7 on the card. On with number 9, Pure Pride, here off a bit of a freshen. We saw her in the spring again. Tasted some bad luck in some races. She was able to get a good win at Flemington though. I like her at the weights here. I think she'll be very hard to beat if she gets the breaks, which can often go against her, as we know. $3 for dollar, also off a bit of a freshen. He's flying. Does have the 59, it's a bit of weight for him. He's sort of been carrying lighter weights, but he'll be hard to beat. 2 Gold Symphony is used to carrying weights, and there was good improvement noted second up, and 7 Lightning in my veins. He was really good fresh, missed out second up, but bounced back last start, chasing home Aussie Choice. So he goes
Aussie
in.
Aussie Choice? Sure.
For 4th is your form line. You better back Lightning in my veins. Better be the one for you in the Chester Manifold, Johnny. Carl, firstly, to you, what do you like in the Manifold?
I'm with 9 as well, Pure Pride, for the reasons you outlined. Look for her to get back and fly home. Light in my veins is the danger. Similar swooper, and has that great form line through Aussie's Choice. For 3rd, I've put in number 1, which is the top weight, Burning Front, who might be able to dictate in front as opposed to last time, where he was just off the bit chasing the whole way. And for 4th, number 3, Dollar for Dollar, up 5 kilos in weight and no Jamie Carr. So I'm expecting Dollar for Dollar to perhaps struggle.
All right. Did you have anything to add for that race, John?
My word. Not for the race, but for the meeting.
Oh, for the meeting. All right. We'll get to that soon. My best is Pure Pride, so that's nice and easy. And my value is in the last. I've gone with Facts from the Lee and Shannon Hope Yard. She drew some wide barriers last prep and didn't have a lot go her way. She did run a good race at Flemington behind Padrina and Samovar. Her first up run was okay, I thought, in a quick race at Caulfield. If Talia Hope can just get a bit of luck from a middle draw, I think she can run well. And pretty open race there in the last, and that's probably about all I can add. It's a bit of a tricky card, but they're the two I'm keen on. Carl, what's your best?
Best bet, race 8, number 7, Ken's Dream. First up run was excellent, got back, hit the line hard from a wide barrier up to the 1100 metres ideal. Should get a lovely run in behind the speed, which is drawn wide alongside him. And meets Invincible L 4 kilos better from last start. My value bet's in the last race, and that is number 4, Astara. Astara, I should say, who I thought was quite good back to the 1400 last time. They went a bit slow. They dashed a bit too quick for her, but she was strong through the line. More genuine tempo here. Might be ridden forward from that wide gate with some weight relief. I'm expecting a big run from Astara.
All right. Drum roll, folks. John, who's your... Well, it's a very special horse for Flemington.
I've got a couple here.
A couple, yeah.
I've noticed that Harry Coffey has come to town for his riding for his dad.
Yes.
In race three, Baron Buzz, which I think, well, really broke the track record up at Bendigo the other where it raced.
In form horse.
Very, it will win. And then he's also, Darren Weir's grabbed him to put him on a gold streak. 15-1 trot in race seven, so he should be on race him.
Seven. Oh, yeah, Goldstream.
And in the lucky last, now, this is a real pearler because it's called Pearl de Ver.
Mm.
It's the last horse in the last race. And as you know, you dive for Pearl, so it's down the bottom, you know, down the bottom. And the other thing is, I hope, that Pearls actually means tears. So, you know, I hope this doesn't end up in tears.
Yes, well, that's so you've done your homework there.
I've done
and
my
homework. I like your thinking, and yes. I've got her in for third, so...
Yes.
Do concede her a bit of a chance.
I've got something for Randwick too.
Oh, have you? Well, you better stick around. You've got a few desks to clean out there, but you better stick around for Randwick.
Should I do my Randwick first and then I'll go?
All right. The listeners are sitting on the edge of their seats for this, so we better get you on to Randwick Saturday. Yes, we've got a 9-race card, no black type, but John's found a winner.
Well, it's Randwick race two and it's Tiara Star. Now, it's about, you know, it's a big odds, but it's a certainty.
Yeah, well, I don't know, certainty. Let's, you know,
first run in the year.
First start for Greg Hickman, yeah. She's got ability. We've seen her perform pretty well as a two-year-old, and she's trialled well, but Sticky Gate. Mother, I got her in for fourth.
Mother was a Group 1 winner.
Yes, and the father was wonderful. Now, I have to go because I've got to do a little bit of cleaning.
I think the boss, Tony, is looking for you.
Goodbye, friends.
All right, there's John. He's out. And me and Carl will stick around, though, and we'll give you our best for Randwick. My best is Leah Parry. Sticking with him, third up, race six, number five. Dreamforce just really controlled that race with the lightweight last start. There was no pressure on him. He kicked away and won. Leopari had no hope, but came from last and kept finding the line well for third. He's got a good Randwick mile record. He meets Dreamforce better at the weights, down on the minimum, although Dreamforce does get that claim again. But could be a bit more pressure on Dreamforce in this race, despite it being a small field. Supply and demand, cool ring, you wouldn't think they would let Dreamforce have it all his own way, and if there is just that little bit more pressure, I expect Leopari to be suited. Morton's Fork, for that same reason, I think will be suited as well, and he probably looks the danger, but I've gone with Leopari, and my value's in the last race 9, number 8, Invicta. This horse did a good job last prep. He went through the country grades and then went to Warwick Farm midweek and won, and he's sticking along okay. I don't think he's really been suited. Smallish fields, haven't been much pressure in those last couple of races, and he's just sort of held his ground. I'm just hoping slightly bigger field just injects a bit more pace into it, and out to 1800 I think will suit. Robert Thompson keeps coming to town for him, and hoping it'll be worthwhile on Saturday.
Aquatic is my value bet. Race 8, number 11. One win from 19 starts doesn't really do him justice. Pulled up with cardiac arrhythmia first up this campaign. Next two runs have been excellent, particularly last time when got back from the wide barrier, got shuffled back at a key stage and hit the line nicely behind By C from a hopeless position. Think the favourite's a bit too short, and if you're looking to back something around the favourite Sugar Bella, well, Aquatic is probably the one. Last race is my best bet, and that is Atlantic Fox in the... Actually, Atlantic... I might have mucked this up, sorry. I have. Aquatic is a horse I do like. I also like Voliere as my value bet in the last race, who's won 1 from 30, and was running the best closing splits last time. Best final 600, best final 200 behind Regins. That was a... on-pace dominated race. The start before ran second 60-1, so I think Voliere's probably the roughie. Aquatic I do like, and then the best, or I think it was my best, I'm trying to remember now, Atlantic Fox I'm quite keen on.
Yeah,
I've definitely tipped him on top. I'm just trying to think if I tipped him as the best, but regardless, he's going to run well up in trip. He's been placed, he's passed to in midweek grade, he's got great potential, and I don't think this is an overly strong race, this last race. I think it's for Clues Bay is probably a bit too short in the market, and Atlantic Fox at $12 is a great price.
All right, moving across to Gawler, who again take the main action in South Australia, with Morphettville enjoying a little bit of a break, but they're back next week. Gawler Saturday, Carl. I notice that Peretti goes around again, who was very good to myself, not just myself, but plenty of others. The mail was clearly out there. I think 17s into 9s into 320 or 270, I think, on one of the totes. And she won. She won well. So I'll probably follow up on her. Race 3, number 4. But what are your specials?
Best bet, race 7, number 8. Don't We Love It. Did enough first up at Mornington over the 1,200. Last time over 1,400. Got back. Hit the line strongly for second behind Hussey's Glow. Hussey's Glow came out that strong form race. And the Italian played at Tatura. Nice jump out in between races at Burrumbeat. And third up here up to the 1,500 at Gawler looks a perfect situation for it. And the last race, race 8, number 8, Miss Kyoko, I think, you know, has a great record on her home track, is yet to miss a top 3 finish at Gawler. Last start win was excellent, coming from last in a small field. She'll be hitting the line hard. Regal Spur, Written in Stone, Alaskan Jade, Baker's Dozen, they're probably the only horses you need to throw in the exotics. I'm happy to take on Rupture. But a really nice race, that last leg of the quaddie.
All right, racing in the West is back at Ascot after Pinjarra had the main meeting last week. There is a black tight race. It is the listed Miss Andretti Stakes, and conveniently enough, our Perth expert BJ Ryan has come up with his best bet in that race, and it is number 6, Kyperinia. She's a very talented mare when on song. She likes to bowl along in front and dictate to the rest of the field, and BJ certainly thinks she will get those conditions on Saturday. She should be able to find the lead and be very hard to beat. That's race 4, number 6. And BJ's value bet is Helms Gate, race 7, number 8. Hasn't had much go right in either run this prep. Caught wide first up, no luck last start, and could be an improver at a bit of odds. New Zealand on Saturday. There's just one meeting because Kumara, you will see that in your winning post when you pick it up, but as we speak Thursday afternoon, the meeting has been abandoned. They've had stacks of rain down in the South Island. They lost their meeting yesterday, and they've lost Kumara, which is a pretty famous meeting. I think they might have lost the card a couple of years ago as well, but they get a big crowd to that meeting. And disappointing for the club, but nevertheless, the main focus will be at Trentham, and they do have a Group 1. It is the Levin Classic. I've gone with the filly, number 12, Spring Heat. Very impressive in her two wins. Was good last start. She kept finding the line. She's really bred to be sort of a sprinter. They're trying her out to a mile and maybe even further. But look, she's got a really good turn of foot. I've gone her way to beat number 1, Age of Fire, 11, Savvy Coop, and 4, Horseman. My best for the card is Ruby Bridges, race 4, number 9. Trialled well before the first up run. Got back from the wide gate and did her best work late. She's drawn closer in on Saturday, can settle closer and take beating. And my value bet is Sky Wecker in the Group 3 anniversary, race 8, number 14. Hasn't had much go right this prep. Couple of unlucky runs at Ellerslie off slow tempos, and last time out never really saw daylight until too late. Down on the minimum with the blinkers back on, I think she can get into it at some value there. Race 8, number 14. Well, that just about takes us out for the preview podcast this week. Don't forget to get out, pick up your winning post. We've got all the action covered Friday through to Sunday, even some fields for Monday, and all your regular news stories, articles, features are all in there. Carl, before we go, better get a $20 bet.
Race 7 in Adelaide at Gawler on Saturday. I think Don't We Love It, number 8, should be winning that race.
All right, excellent. And I will go Sedanza in the Magic Millions Trophy. I am worried about payroll because I do like her and I'm a bit of a fan of hers, but I just think Sedanza will just get a lovely run, and I don't think she'll have any problems with the distance, so I'm going to make her my best, which is race 4, number 4 on Saturday at the Coast. Hopefully we found you a few winners, listeners, and we will be back next week with the preview podcast. Okay.